When free speech attacks. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. January 21st, 2010. The Supreme Court rules for the purposes of free speech, corporations are people, unleashing the flood of third-party political ads that we're all currently enjoying. California Representative Dan Lundgren took the floor of the House that day to congratulate the court.
And the court has said we ought to attempt to allow the full flowering of political speech.
But what he might not have appreciated back then was just how vigorously the flowers of progress would be blossoming in his own district.
This is Representative Dan Lundgren.
He voted against embryonic stem cell research.
Is he a doctor?
Dan Lundgren did vote against the type of research that uses stem cells from embryos. So in this ad, actors portraying a mother, a grandson, and a child wonder what would happen to them if they were to contract some horrible disease that could only be cured by the research he voted against.
Help me.
Help me.
Maybe I'm your mother.
Maybe I'm your little girl.
Now, Congressman Lundgren wasn't against all stem cell research. But strangely, the ad doesn't mention that.
How come he gets to decide who lives and who dies? Who is he?
Actually, he chairs the House committee with jurisdiction over campaign finance issues. And according to the New York Times, he and others who once applauded the Supreme Court decision are now drafting laws that would force candidates and campaigns to take more responsibility for these ads. I guess that, beautiful though they may be, some flowers just smell better than others. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.